It's Friday, time now for Northwest weather with Cliff Mass and KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe.
Light rain falling, light rain falling. Light rain blowing in the air.
Light rain and kind of chilly out there this morning, a typical spring day, quite unpredictable. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. He's going to talk about the rain on the east side of the mountains earlier this week in a bit. It was exceptionally wet, even some flooding there. First, what can we expect this weekend around here in the Puget Sound area, Cliff?
Well, a lot of low clouds, a few sprinkles, and a few sunbreaks, and we can almost go home from there. We had a deck of low clouds over most of western Washington this morning, and temperatures will get up into the mid to upper 60s. On the coast, the clouds will never break out, but I expect by later in the morning, early afternoon, we will see some sun breaks here in the west, so not a bad day. Generally dry, except in the mountains, and where they can get a few sprinkles today. Then Saturday, lots of marine air over us. Temperatures probably will only get up into the low 60s, and there won't be a lot of sun tomorrow for most of western Washington. Maybe a few sun breaks, but not much more than that. Then as we get into Sunday, the marine air may thin a little bit. Temperatures may get up to the mid-60s, but still lots of clouds, still some scattered showers around, and the greatest chance of showers are up in the mountains. So, this is going to be kind of a so-so, middle-of-the-road weekend, and actually quite typical for this time of the year.
Do you agree that spring is unpredictable in general?
Well, I don't think the predictability is any different than other times of the year. The only thing that's different is we're seeing less strong weather systems. That's very typical. As we get into spring. During the winter, we have powerful fronts coming in, strong low pressure centers. During the spring, it's much more of the low clouds coming in. Low clouds develop over the Pacific during the spring and early summer, and those tend to move in. So it's really a low cloud forecast rather than a storm forecast for most of the spring and early summer.
Okay, so looking back at last week, though, we had this torrent in part of eastern Washington, near Walla Walla and northwest of the Blue Mountains, rain, flooding even. It seems out of character with all the drought declarations that we've been hearing about lately.
Right. There was a wonderful event for the east side farmers and people who have orchards and have interest that water affects. There was a 1 to 2.5 inch rainfall over much of central and southeast Washington. And it really was perfectly timed for many of them. The cause of this rain was an upper level low that tracked on the other side of the mountains, the eastern side of the mountains. Now, under those circumstances, as the flow goes around the mountains, there's flow coming from the east. It goes to the west, and that brings rain into eastern Washington. They're no longer in the rain shadow of the Cascades as they normally are. They're getting precipitation from the weather system, and as the flow rises up on the mountains of eastern Washington, the hills are around Tri-Cities, the mountains behind Walla Walla, and on the eastern slopes of the Cascades, the air tends to rise up and produce more precipitation. So there were places up on the hills, the Horsehaven Hills, there above the Tri-Cities and near Yakima, that got 2 to 2.5 inches of rain. That's a lot of rain. And it wasn't from thunderstorms. It was from a relatively steady, moderate rain that lasted many hours.
So many hours, but all in one day, right?
That's right. And this was just perfect, because a number of the farmers there, a lot of the agricultural interests, didn't have any water for a while. The Rosa Irrigation District that stretches from Yakima to the Tri-Cities had decided to cut off the water, to preserve water for later in the summer. And just as they cut off their water supply from irrigation, nature produced bountiful precipitation that will allow them not to irrigate for at least a week or two.
Well, that's nice for the farmers, but I think state lawmakers, natural resource planners are somewhat worried about our forest health, given the warm predictions we have for the coming summer and how dry the forests are now. What can you say about that, Cliff?
Well, there are some concerns about wildfires and whether we'll see more of those this coming summer. And actually, The answer is more uncertain than you think. There's less snowpack this year, that's true. But the rain has been near normal, and it's just gotten juiced up a bit in eastern Washington. So it's not like everything is completely dry in the forests or in the lower elevations where a lot of the wildfires occur. A big question will be, how dry and warm will it be the rest of the summer, and will there be lightning storms? So if there are not a lot of lightning storms, this could end up being a near normal year in terms of wildfires.
Well, we'll have to take that up in our next segment or in another segment. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations on our website, kplu.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.